With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. And the crowd went wild. Thunderous applause for President Trump and family at Miami's Hard Rock Stadium last night, on hand for the college football national championship game.
Congratulations to Indiana. It was really turned out to be a great game. Two great teams, wonderful teams, with a lot of talent. We enjoyed it very much.
Secretary of State Rubio was there as well. The Hoosiers won their first national college football title, beating Miami 27-21. No snow in Miami, but go north and it's quite a different story.
Basically, the Southern Rockies, across the Southern Plains, the Mid-South, the Southeast, the Mid-Atlantic, possibly more of the northeastern seaboard. Friday through Sunday, we're expecting a major winter storm.
Brian Johnson at the National Weather Service. Frigid Arctic air has settled in across the Great Lakes, the Northeast, and the Mid-Atlantic. The Greenland controversy swirls as President Trump heads to the World Economic Forum in Switzerland.
President Trump has principally cited national security for his desire to take control of Greenland, and the White House has not ruled out using force. European countries have sent troops to the Arctic region in recent days, and Swedish Defense Minister Paul Janssen says they're now looking at setting up a more permanent military presence.
Right now we're doing what is called a reconnaissance tour in order to identify what kind of needs there are when it comes to infrastructure and exercises and so forth.
Meanwhile in Moscow, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says if Trump takes control of Greenland, he will undoubtedly go down in history, though he did not say whether that's good or bad. I'm Ben Thomas.
It's back to work today for Wall Street following the long holiday weekend. Could be a tough day. Stock futures sharply lower. Dow futures are down 645 points. This is SRN News. Virginia Democrats pass an abortion amendment.
The measure would enshrine the procedure in the state constitution and allow for abortion up to the moment of birth. All that remains is for voters to approve the amendment in the fall, which isn't a sure thing, but in a purple state like Virginia, it's a pretty good bet. Pro-life activists are vowing to campaign hard against the amendment this year. So far, 11 states have enshrined abortion in their constitutions, and three others may do so this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
At a conference next week, Israel will honor the late Charlie Kirk for his work fighting anti-Semitism. This 4 months after the conservative activist was assassinated. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's office says Kirk will be given an award at the International Conference on Combating Anti-Semitism in Jerusalem. Several pro-Israeli leaders are expected to attend the event, among them the Albanian Prime Minister and former Australian Chancellor. This is SRN News. Time's up for credit card companies to comply with a new presidential mandate.
President Trump has demanded a 10% cap on credit card interest rates by January 20th. Consumer groups, politicians, and bankers remain unclear about the plan, including what would be the consequences for those who fail to comply. Researchers estimate Americans could save $100 billion each year if rates are capped, but banks might lose significant revenues. It's a prospect that has already sparked a loss in share prices for many major credit card companies. Bob Agner reports.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia has launched more than 300 drones and missiles, another of those nighttime attacks on Ukraine's power grid. Mayor Vitaly Klitschko says nearly 80% of the apartment buildings in Kiev that were hit had just regained heat after the previous attack, Ukraine facing one of its coldest winters on record. More details, SRNNews.com.